it's Wednesday, right?
Yeah, it's Wednesday, so we're going to do it. As I mentioned the other day, out of practice, didn't participate today, was Michael Palmer, and he'll be out for the game. We had three other guys that didn't participate, Lusaka Polite, Chris Owens, and Antone Smith. So those three guys didn't participate, and then we had limited participation with five guys, Jonathan Babineau, Tyson Klebo, Julio Jones, Steven Nicklaus, and Mike Peterson. So we've got, we've got some guys that we held out today on a limited basis.
Coach, the takeaways are jumping out here early. What's been the key, other than the emphasizing that throughout training camp and so forth?
I think we've done a nice job taking the ball away. B plus 10 in the turnover ratio is a big thing. It's an emphasis point. I think our guys have gotten some really good jumps on some balls. They're in the secondary, and I've been very impressed with the way we've tackled and taken the ball off of ball carriers as well. We've done a nice job. So I think it's crisp tackling, attacking the ball on the fumbles, and I think we've gotten a real good jump on the ball in the pass game.
Any thoughts on this? I guess it's leaking out that the referee situation is coming to an end soon. Any thoughts on that?
No, I don't really have. I don't have any thoughts on it. You know, when you say soon, is that today,
next
tomorrow, next week? If we're talking about decades, soon is.
is that
3 months or?
For they might be available for the next week's game.
Okay, I haven't heard that. And again, those are things that we don't have any control over, and we're going to prepare like we normally do.
Last year with Thomas Dekou, you guys brought in James Sanders, and we were kind of alternating a little bit with some of the safeties. What does it do to a guy when maybe he's been getting all the snaps and then he's not getting all of them mentally, and then now this year he seems to be back getting all the snaps? Does that give him more confidence maybe?
Well, it gives him an opportunity, John, to feel better about the game plan because you're getting all the snaps or the majority of the snaps. And again, last year we brought James Sanders in here right before the season started, and the situation is a little bit different than this year because we had to try to get him up to speed as our third safety. It wasn't any comment on the play of the other two guys. It was just we had to get him up to speed, and the only way you were going to get up to speed is to get reps.
I guess with the big lead last week, you got to get Mike Johnson in there for some of the first snaps of his career. How'd he do? And, does that kind of help in his development?
Oh, it certainly does. Mike, unfortunately, last year had the injury, and it was on a special teams play. To get him, to get him significant snaps in a game is important because at some point in time, there's a good chance that he's going to have to step up and play, and it may be at the tackle position, it may be at the guard, and it may be in our jumbo package. He's played in our jumbo package some already this year. We also were able to get Peter Kontz snaps at the center position there in the fourth quarter of the ball game. So it's important that we get, if we're fortunate enough to have that opportunity, we need to get other guys in the ball game.
How did they do?
Thought they did very well. I thought they did very well, both those guys.
Luke got his first Falcon action too, I believe. McCown.
Yes, he did. He was in a situation where we weren't going to put the ball down the field. Obviously, when he came in, it was more of a run first mentality when he came into the ball game. But he did a nice job. It just came to mind too. Chris Hope was not at practice today.
Okay.
He was excused for practice for personal reasons, and he'll be out tomorrow as well. So.
Any concerns about him being ready for?
No, not at all. Chris is before he left out of here, we got him, up to speed. And again, it's a personal matter that he was excused for.
Coach Rivero was saying that his message to his team after the way they lost to the Giants was that he didn't like the way that they competed, that he wants them to compete better. When you're playing a team, divisional game, against the team that didn't play so well, Do you worry that, do you have to prepare your guys anymore, that the opposition may be coming harder at you, or may have more motivation?
Well, it's a division game, and this is our first game in the division. It's also, if it's a division game, it's a conference game, and we put more weight on those games. Probably it's like a game and a half when you're playing in the division, a game and a quarter when you're playing in the NFC. We've had some really good battles with Carolina. I think they're one of our biggest rivals, and most of the games that we've played have come down to five or six plays, and I'm preparing in my mind that that's what it's going to be. In terms of where they're at as a football team and where we're at, we're going to focus on what we've got to do, and that's to get prepared, because they've got some weapons on the offensive side of the football that we've got to be ready to take care of.
And I guess the guys know that they kind of jumped on y'all last year and y'all were able to rally back, but was that a scenario that, you kind of want to...
When we played over there at in Charlotte, it was a very tough first half for us. If I'm not mistaken, we were down 17.
Yeah.
Yep, we were down 17 points in that ball game, and we had to come back in the second half. But I think it shows your resiliency, and it's part of being a mature football team. You're never out of it. And I think if you watch the games all weekend long this past weekend, I think you'll see many examples of that. And every week in this league, you've got to be prepared to play, because if you're not prepared to play, you're going to get your tail kicked.